Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to get to phone calls here coming up in just a bit, but I want to go back in time for just a bit. And this is what I want to go back in time for. I don't think that me and the text line ever have very serious arguments, but sometimes me and the text line are on different sides. I would say the biggest disagreement that I have had with the text line so far this season have been related to Rashee Rice. The first one is what his standing is in the National Football League. Now, the text line just a few weeks ago was adamant that Rashee Rice was a top 10 receiver in the league. We could go back in time and I could find the segment for you guys because we cut it. The text line was arguing that Rashee Rice was a top 5 guy, better than Amon-Ra St. Brown, that the only receivers better than him were Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. That's the way we were talking about Rashee Rice when he was coming back from injury. So that's number one. Number two, the text line was adamant at the end of the season. Oh, let's pay him. And I was saying, whoa, hold on, let's wait a little bit. Why can't we just get more information? Why can't we just see how things go? Oh, no, you can't do this. The price only goes up. The same argument we make all the time. Like, wait, hold on, we haven't. He's never made a Pro Bowl, never been an All-Pro, only has one healthy season. Why is there a reason to run to pay Rashee Rice? The text line was ready to give Rashee Rice a deal. I mean, they would have gave Rashee Rice a deal while he was hurt. If you could have done it, the text line would have given Rashee Rice a top 10 contract 2 months ago. And I was sitting there saying, no, wait. I'm adding a new rule. I got the ability to do that. I know who runs this place. I'm adding a new rule. I only block people for two reasons. Racist or homophobic. I got to add another one this offseason. If you tell me that they should pay Rashee Rice, that's block worthy. Please stop talking to me about that man and why they should pay him and why he's a top 10 receiver. I'm telling you, you are a liar. I don't think it's right to be around liars. I don't think it's good for me or my mental health or Rob and our mental health to be around people who are dishonest. You lied to me, is what you did. Because I saw that guy yesterday when they needed him, when they needed plays, and his hands were shaky. He looked like he was that shady lady. That's how much his hands were shaking. Hey, just terrible. That's the amount of shaking. It was bad. That's what it was. It was bad yesterday. I'm not paying Rashee Rice anything this offseason. I don't even want to entertain the possibility of paying Rashee Rice this offseason. No, play out your rookie deal is what I would encourage him to do. Play out your rookie deal. Well, what if it goes up? Okay, great. if Rashee Rice goes out there and has 100 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns next season, and it costs you a little bit more, great. That's what I want to do. I want to see guys go out and ball out and have big-time seasons, and then you pay them. But why? No. I'm serious. I'm adding a new rule. If you tell me this offseason why they need to pay Rashee Rice, it is now going to be deemed a block worthy because you're a liar. You told me he was a top 10 receiver. Stop it. He might not even be a top 5 receiver in their division. Stop it. And pay him. No, I'm not paying him anything. Play out your rookie contract. And if it goes according to plan, we'll franchise tag you, and then we can talk about it. But there's no world in which I'm giving Rashee Rice a top 10 contract at the end of the season. And if I'm him, I know it's, oh, well, now, no. He's not agreeing to some hometown discount kind of deal. Play out your rookie contract. To be honest with you guys, I would be more likely to trade Rashee Rice than I would pay him this offseason, if those are my options. If you were telling me there are only two options, it's trade Rashee Rice or pay him, I'd rather trade him. We are at the end of year three with Rashee Rice. This is the end of year three. This is when you got to make a decision. I would make a decision. Year one was fine. It was a good rookie year. Year two, you got injured. Year three, your year started late because of an offseason decision. No. There's no contract in your future with us, at least not in the short term. Go ball out this season, and we're happy to have that conversation. So that's my official stance on Rashee Rice. Rob, I want to give you a chance, and we'll get back to the phone lines. You guys think I'm joking. I'm serious. That has reached a block-worthy opinion to me.
I thought that the idea of paying him was crazy before. I thought the idea of him being a top 10 wide receiver was crazy before. But he's shown now he's not those things. That doesn't mean he's not valuable. That doesn't mean he's not, you know, help-worthy. That doesn't mean we have to cut him immediately. Can you believe he's still on the roster? None of that. I'm not saying, you know, we have to find a way to get him out of Kansas City. None of those things. But you can't talk about him like he's Amon Ross St. Brown. You can't talk about him like he's Jamar Chase. We did this exactly.
Let me ask
segment.
You this question. Is he a one?
No.
Okay.
The Chiefs don't have a one.
Is he a one?
No.
Because I don't think Rashee Rice is a one. I think Rashee Rice is a good wide receiver. I really do. I think he's a good wide receiver. And the point that I was making back when we were arguing about this is, I think we are underestimating how many good receivers there are in the National Football League. So when I was saying, oh, I think he's like 25 to 30, the text line heard that like I was trying to disrespect the man. I'm not. I just think you're just underestimating how many good receivers. People are arguing that he was better than Devontae Smith. Stop it. No, he's not. He is fine. He is a really solid number two option as a wide receiver. That's what he is. He's a good number two, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the way that we were talking about Rashee Rice when he was hurt is not who he actually is as a player. We talked about Rashee Rice like he was going to fly in and save their offense. Like, that was the only thing wrong with their offense. Oh, man, when he gets back, oh, he's back. What? I don't know what to do now. What do we do with this information? Well, they went to him. Fourth down. We need you to make a play. And he dropped it. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Rashee Rice looks like a player who hadn't played football in a year. And there's nothing wrong with the fact he was injured and suspended. That's it. It happened is what it is. But he looks like a guy who hasn't played football in 12 months. And the fact that people thought that he was going to walk in and be some sort of white knight and change the offense, it's incorrect. He's a good football player. He's not a great football player. One of the staples of this show is a Hall of Fame argument. He's in the Hall of Good. He's not in the Hall of Great. That's who Rashee Rice is.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, would you give him T. Higgins' contract? No, is what I'm telling you. The answer is no. I'm not giving him. T. Higgins got 4 years, $115 million. No. Play on your rookie deal is what I would encourage you to do. And if you want to hold out, fine. It ain't like the Chiefs don't have any experience playing without Rashee Rice. At this point, he's missed more games than he's played in. So, yeah, if you want to hold out for a new deal, fine. That's okay. We will move on in St. Joe without you. There is no scenario in which I would pay Rashee Rice this offseason. There are going to be some things that are very hard for me on the no list. No. I'm not firing Andy Reid. I'm not firing Brett Veach. I'm not paying Rashee Rice. I'm starting to make a list of all the things that I wouldn't do this offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.